Hello, is this Dom? This is Jason from 91.3. We have a little... Are you ready? yeah, a little radio interview for a couple of moments. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, hang on. You're not on the... Hang on 1 second. I'm going to put you on the air, though. Okay, 1 second. All right. He is ready, so we're going to put this on the air. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we're on the air.
And, okay, let me lower my NFL live. Thank you to the Bills for beating the Jets 2 weeks ago.
And no problem.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. Looking forward to Helium in Buffalo.
Yes.
I've been to Buffalo for a long time. Last time I was there, I opened for Cher at the convention center. So it's been a while.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't.
I know it's incongruous. My Goomba act and her transvestite act or whatever it is. But yeah, we worked together for a long time.
No, I'm sure she's probably really nice and awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. She's a riot. She's fun. A little nuts, but like most of us are.
What is, does she look great in person up close?
She's not my type. No. I like more normal-looking girls. I don't know if with the big headpiece and the see-through clothes. I don't know. Not my cup of tea. But I'll tell you, said hello.
Yeah. Next time you bump it, do you still bump into her?
I don't see her much. No.
That's all right.
So I heard the club's nice, huh?
The club is the Helium Club is awesome. It's not even I think it's coming up on a year old, but you know it's still fresh. Not too many stains on the wall yet.
Yeah, no, I know they have a good club in Philly. I worked there. I worked Portland. So the guy started an empire for the love of God. You know, I'm a Helium guy.
Well, they're brother. Yeah, the Grossman guys. Brothers, I guess, isn't it?
Oh, they're brothers. Oh, I just thought he moved really fast. I didn't realize there were two of them.
Yeah, no, there's two of them. I forget how they divide up the duties because, you know, obviously one has strengths, other areas. But, yeah, like the Philly Club was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and John McKeever, you probably know him. He works at Philly Club. Do you know him?
I'm sure I do. He works at the club. I know him.
He was just here. He just meddled, had a good time. You know, he hung out at the dive bars afterwards, so.
Uh-huh. I'll be there. Don't worry.
At the dive bars?
I'll be at the dive bars. Wherever they are, I need a drink. Stand-up gets me very nervous. Because I've only been doing it for a couple of years. I'm kind of shaky. You know, I was working Buffalo once, and honest to God, we went to like this little strip club. But it was like only like, and my maid, the woman who was the maid at the hotel, I go in and she's dancing there that night. How hilarious is that? I didn't know whether to make eye contact with her or not, you know.
Yeah. Or give her a dollar or like, yeah.
Right, right. Maybe I better give her a deuce since I met her already. Spend. Go crazy with money.
Yeah, that is, there's some really bad, there's some bad strip clubs. I mean, I don't know, you're probably enjoying Thanksgiving with your family, so you'll need to unwind after that when you get to Buffalo.
That's right. I need to unwind, to set myself free, as it were, from the shackles of a family. And a good time. No, I'll be watching football all day. Just you know what we do out here, which is pretty cool. And not to get sappy, we do shows for the homeless and the poor people at the Laugh Factory. So it's kind of cool, you know. To give people like a free meal and a free show. But I got to tell you, like the stand up is hard because a lot of the references you can't use. You know, you can't talk about travel. It's not that these people are idiots. They're not idiots at all. Like a lot of them either. Are just falling upon really hard times, or they're more, you know, mentally unstable, to say the least. But it's just hard to do stand up with that kind of crowd. You know, you can't talk about homes. You can't talk. You don't know how many of them are sleeping on the streets. You know, so I don't mean to be a bummer when it's a comedy comedy segment. But anyway, it's a cool thing to do.
No, that's I agree. I mean, yeah.
Good karma.
Totally. I mean, this is especially this time of year, you know, like people, this is the time that people, you know, give the soup kitchens or work soup kitchens and like that's a great thing. We should, I mean, we could should try to keep that going all year long, but, you know, that's fine. I mean, not you, you know, in general.
Oh, I know. I knew you weren't putting the onus on me. You know, Irary, you think you'd give a little more to these people.
Yeah, that's why I called you, just to berate you.
Right, just to put me down, make me feel bad about what little I do.
No, and I know you're a big football fan, so do you bet on the games, or do you just...
Oh, yeah. That's what the greatest thing about betting is, you change allegiances so easily, shamelessly change allegiances. I grew up in Philly, and then I went to college in Miami, so I was always an Eagles and Dolphins fan. Yet, I can be a fan of any team that I bet on. I just like betting. I like betting the over, if nothing else, because it's more fun, because you want things to happen. The under, when you bet under, it's like, what a drag. Like, and drop that pass. No, don't do anything. Fumble it. You know, everything's negative.
Do you find it enhances your, enhances your enjoyment of the game, or it makes it worse?
Oh, yeah, much more. Yeah, because, like, even if the game is out of reach, you're still rooting for them to get more points. Something like that, you know, it's a whole different world. I mean, the team that always came through for me was the Patriots. The Patriots, they, you know, like when they were home dogs last week against Denver, I jumped right on that. Now, I was lucky. I fell asleep. I had just gotten in from East Coast, and I fell asleep. It was 21-0, and I woke up, boom, 31-31 in overtime. Did you see that game?
I did. That was a crazy – I mean, I kind of tuned out when it was, 28-0, and then I tuned back in, and I was like, oh, my God,
yeah.
It's tied.
A lot of people shut the TVs off.
Yeah, well, I never count out the Patriots, though, not with the evil genius behind them and Tom Brady. So.
Oh, I thought you meant Belichick.
Well, Belichick's the evil genius, and then Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, actually, it's weird because the Patriots. I was just in a bar when the Patriots were playing Carolina, and the spread was 3, and there was a girl in the bar by herself. So I started talking to her because, you know, like, why is a girl by herself in the bar watching football? But she was like, oh, my husband went to Vegas and bet $10,000, you know, on the spread, like, basically for the just the points. And I was like, oh, okay, well, good luck with that. And then Carolina beat him by 4, so I don't know how
so
that
he
went.
Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was this the Dolphins?
No, the Patriots when they played Carolina.
Patriots played, because I won last week on the Dolphins. It was 5.5.
Well, who do they play?
The Dolphins play the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So what I'm saying, basically, this is my plug. No, I'm not saying I'm funny, but come and see a man who knows about gambling at Helium Friday and Saturday night.
Well, you have a good system. You might share your system. I imagine you win more than you lose, or no?
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard. I mean, you look at the NFL Live and all these shows, these pregame and postgame shows, and those guys, they're barely 500, and they don't have to deal with the points, you know. So it's tough. I'm happy when I break even, just for the fun of it.
Well, yeah.
But I won last week because of the Monday night game. I took the 49ers with 6.5.
Mm.
So, I can't believe it's illegal. It's such a joke. Everybody bets. You could go to the Pentagon and find a football pool. It's so hypocritical, you know?
Well, it is. It's like, why do they have the injury report if not for betting? Like, isn't that basically for betting, so you know who's hurt or not?
Yeah, well, theoretically, it's for the other teams to know who they're playing against, but of course it's for betting.
Yeah, and then it is a joke.
The difference between Aaron Rodgers and Matt Flynn, is that his name?
The backup.
That's going to shift the points, like, you know, 8 or 10 points a game.
Yeah, they should just legalize that. I mean, we could solve a lot of problems here.
Legalize that, legalize prostitution, legalize underage drinking. Let's get liberal. I really was thinking about that, how kids can go to war in Afghanistan or whatever, and they can't have a beer in the United States. Now, that's a little ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's
Think about that. Think about they could be risking their lives for our country. And, can I see your ID, soldier? Hey, man, I just got back from Afghanistan. Oh, sorry, you're not 21 till tomorrow. You know, it's kind of idiotic.
Well, that's from Ronald Reagan. I mean, I don't know if you're a big Ronald Reagan guy, but, you know, he bullied everybody to turning that to 21.
No, I didn't. I don't really, you know. I don't know who it's funny with the presidency, because even if I end up, I'm like most of the United States, even if I end up like liking the guy, I end up hating him at the end, you know, because they're all a bunch of, you know, a bunch of bull, you know.
Well,
they say what they want, you know, like I love when the thing with Obama, when he said, we're not going to get just jobs, people, we're going to get better jobs. Now, how's he going to do that? How's he going to get better jobs? I can understand opening up some things, you know, making it easier to get jobs, companies, you know, giving them tax breaks or whatever. But better jobs, those people aren't qualified for better jobs. You know?
Well, that's true. Anyway. I mean, yeah, people have to get better themselves. I mean, they actually have to stay in school and not drop out and get better jobs
themselves.
You got to
get off the couch.
Yeah.
Uncle Louie, you got to get off the couch. And stop looking through the blinds to see if there's a job truck pulling up.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Get, you know, become engineers so we don't have to keep bringing them in from other countries.
Yeah. But I've been lucky being a comedian and actor all my life. I know that, you know. My favorite thing is voiceovers. I love doing that. I do, like, cartoon voices. I was in Hey Arnold. I played, remember Hey Arnold?
Yeah, I love that show.
Played Ernie in Hey Arnold. I played Duke the Dog in Barnyard. Bunch of cartoons. I love them. They're so easy, man. You could go there. You know, you could go in a wetsuit. Doesn't matter as long as you show up and you talk. You know, one of the easiest gigs in L.A.
And you just do it, like, you don't even do it with the other actors, right? You kind of just do your part.
Most of the time, because of my schedule of doing stand-up, I was alone. But a lot, you know, whenever I could, I'd go in with the other actors. Like on Hey Arnold, I worked with Dan Castellaneta, you know, Homer Simpson.
Right.
And him and I used to have a lot of fun improvising, so I would go in when we had scenes together. But a lot of times I'm at some club 3,000 miles away, so can't get in. Mm. That's what's great about it. It's like reverse of the real world. The more you miss, the more money you make per minute, because you're jamming like 45 minutes, jamming like three shows into 45 minutes. Excuse me, I hope you had the cup button for that.
It's kind of far away. That's all right. No, I keep it real here on 91.3.
Hey, keeping it real, man. Dude. Yeah, we're all doing a show tonight at the... I got a show at the Laugh Factory tonight. I'm hosting. It's called Breaking Balls with Dom Herrera. And then I'm doing Joe Rogan's show. I do his podcast a lot. Joe Rogan has a show at the Ice House tonight. So I'm working right up until the moment I get on stage in Buffalo.
Nice.
Trying to hone my craft, my skills.
Yeah, well, that's what Joe Rogan, I mean, I love Joe Rogan. I listen to his podcast. I like when you're on there. Yeah, and he gives you a lot of love because he's like, you've been doing it for more than a couple of years, as you mentioned earlier, but you still love it, and you still, you know, you work on your craft, and you're not like... bitter. You keep getting better.
I want to be one of those guys. I mean, I want to, you know, I love when, you know, like I get a lot of college kids in some towns, and that's so cool, you know, for me. Like, you know, I remember I was in New Brunswick and where Rutgers is, and there was this beautiful Asian girl in the front, and she waited for me. She wanted to let me to sign something or say hi, whatever. And I said, did you know who you were coming to see? I said, how old are you? She goes, 19. I go, 19. I go, I got to tell you something. I'm a little older than you. She starts laughing. I said, did you know who you were coming to see? She goes, yeah. I said, well, that's cool. She goes, hey, man, funny's funny. And that really made me feel good. And that's the reason you can have a career, because if they cut you off at a certain age, you're dead in the water, you know?
Totally. Well, that's I think that's what's great about comedy, though. Like, it's not even... You don't even have to look great. It's not like acting, you know what I mean? Or like when you hit 40, there's no, you don't have to, you can be overweight, you can be ugly, as long as you're funny. Like it's
overweight, the fatter you are, the more fat jokes you have. To your advantage to be on death's doorstep.
Exactly. That's why Jonah Hill gained a little weight back. He couldn't be too thin.
Right. I'm not fat enough to do fat jokes. I have to do bloated jokes, which are not as funny as fat jokes.
They're step below the fat jokes.
Right. Step below the fat jokes on the chain of hilarity.
Yeah. Well, obviously, is that free show that you're doing? Or you're tonight at the, or when is that, though?
Tonight I got that show at the Laugh Factory. And then I'm going to go do Joe Rogan's show. I'm actually competing against myself in town. They don't care. I mean, it's about 20 miles away. You know. How far are you guys from Rochester?
About 70 miles, about an hour. Oh,
okay.
Not too far. Actually, this kind of broad.
I do Rochester. Now, if I bring in any people from there, but that's pretty far.
Well, that's, I don't know. I think your fans will, you did the comedy club, aptly named, in Rochester?
Yeah, I did the comedy club, and just over the years I've done, matter of fact, Rochester and Buffalo were two of the better, and I'm not saying that to stroke Buffalo because I'm going there, but they were two of the better crowds when we were on the show tour. I think we did the Buffalo Convention Center and the Memorial something in Rochester. They were both really good, you know.
Obviously I'm biased because I'm a Buffalonian, but we are very, we're a smart crowd, you know, like we like smart comedy and we're a good comedy crowd for the most part. So, and same thing with Roch, although last week, Bobcat was here and the last show on Saturday, you know, when people come in the most drunk, it was a little rough. I'll give them that, but you know.
For Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, only because you know, not heckling wise, but heckling in the sense of like there was one guy in the front who started doing an impression of Bobcat, you know, from the 80s. So, and he thought that was hilarious, and he wouldn't stop. And then people just started yelling out titles of movies that he's directed. So it was like out of love, but you know, still like ruining the show, kind of.
Did he get upset?
No, he's a professional. He just riffed on it for 20 minutes on how, whatever, but it was, but you know, it still ruins the show. Like I'm sure he'd rather do material than have to deal with morons for 20 minutes, but, but I mean, it was still funny, but, and then afterwards he came out and then he was just like there was a weird, well, actually the guy who did the impression of him was like a Vietnam vet. So he really was doing it out of love because he was an older guy.
Right.
So then some other crazy guy was talking, so he just kind of, he's like, all right, I gotta go. And then he just ran back inside to the green room, and he's like, I'm out of here. But, you know, I mean, in general, we're pretty good comedy, but you know, people get drunk. And Thanksgiving, you're probably going to have a lot of drunk people in Buffalo.
Well, that's good to know. They'll be drunk, though. They'll be on a binge for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, they're just warming up tonight on Christmas or Thanksgiving Eve, and then they'll be ready for you.
Do you have a show tonight?
No. Well, tonight is just the open mic at Helium.
Okay.
And then you know, tomorrow it'll be closed, and then we'll be ready for you.
Well, thanks for having me on the radio show, my friend.
No problem.
You're gonna get a chance to come in and see the show?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably be there.
Well, then we will have a beer or martini together, man. Talk about war stories.
Yeah, you know that's I'll stop by and say hi. We'll see how you know how sometimes after a show you're a little, because everybody I talk to on the radio is like, oh, yeah, stop by. And then, because we have usually, you know, I'm very personable and we hit it off on the radio, as you can tell. But then in person, they're just kind of like, you know, it's more awkward.
Oh, really? Well, mine is not just an act. I mean it.
No, well,
I don't know anybody in Buffalo. Please have a drink with me for the love of God. I got to beg you.
No, we'll definitely have a drink. I don't know who's your I know you're bringing someone already has, Pat House from Philly.
Oh, Pat? Role. Oh, good.
He's awesome.
He's a Philly guy, yeah. Good act, good comedian.
Yeah, so, and your opener is someone else from a different radio station, but he's very funny, so.
I love when people say to me, I can't believe you're going to Buffalo. You know, at this time of year, I go, what do you think I do, go ice fishing? I go to the hotel. What difference does it make to me? You know, as long as it's not a 5-foot snowstorm. You know, it's not going to make any difference. I don't go out to the elements. I'm a comedian. I sleep till 3 in the afternoon, for the love of God.
Yeah, you're going to stare at your window downtown until you get a cab and to the straight to the club.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it snowed a little. I think it's supposed to snow that day, but it'll be fine. Just 3 inches, you know, nothing to hold back Buffalonians. So.
No, that's funny, isn't it? It's so funny how different cities are so much tougher than others. I was in Atlanta once. And they closed schools because it might snow. Can you imagine if they did that in Buffalo? They'd be closed the whole winter.
Yeah, it would never be open.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All right, well, I don't want to hold you up if you got to. But
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks.
I got to go do my podcast now. I got David Spade on today, which will probably be out in about 3 weeks. But it's It's called Don Morera Live from the Laugh Factory. Check it out if you can.
Yeah, actually, I think I've caught a couple. Oh, you're Dove David.
My Twitter is at Don Morera.
Yeah.
Well, can I get any more plugs in for the love of mankind?
Well, you are one of the top. You were voted by Comedy Central one of the top 100 comedians of all time, I believe.
Right, I know.
Or at least.
Pretty cool.
So yeah, I mean, anybody listening out there, you check out Don Morera because he's funny.
My friend.
All right, I will. I'll see you this weekend then, sometime
right,
after your show.
Good. Thanks for having me on the radio show.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Well, there you go. That was Don Morera. I think I'm really mispronouncing his last name, but you know, it's not easy. It's not easy on this side. People criticizing me just listening, like, oh, I could do that. Well, can you? I don't think you can, because when the microphone's in front of you, and you got a weird name with a lot of consonant double R, like, who, you know, it's an Italian name. Not that Italian names are always hard, but usually sometimes they're a little difficult. But Don was great. He was laid back. I like that. And when I was first talking to him on the phone, he was kind of like, oh, my publicist said I was done. So he was a little shocked to hear from me. But apparently he didn't get the memo because he wasn't done. But now he's done. Although he might be doing some more press Thursday. I don't know. But if you get a chance, if you're out, because I'm sure all of Buffalo is going to be out partying, catch him. Or come to Helium tonight because there'll be comedy there. There's comedy all over the place. Because I am your comedy, your one stop for comedy right here. I don't know if you knew that, but now you do. No, actually, yeah, tonight the Helium will be open mic, so you'll get all kinds of comedy, but it's free, totally free, people. Actually, I think a story hour starts, so people will be telling stories, and then free comedy. So go check out the Helium there. Or if you want, I think there's other comedy happening. There's a show at Good Bar if you're more further down Elmwood or close to Buff State where we're situated. So you can go to the Good Bar, second floor. Don't walk into the first floor and get confused because you don't see comedy happening and be like, where's the comedy? There's a second floor on Good Bar, in case you didn't know that. And there'll be a good show there. Some people from New York City who left Buffalo to go to New York City to try their hand there, and now they're back. And where else is the other show? Oh, there's one more show, I think, at Rob's Comedy Playhouse for you suburbanites who are afraid to enter the city because you don't want to play the knockout game, which is a great game. That's wherever Rob's Comedy House is. I don't know. I think it's on Dandelion Drive or something. But yeah, big show there. So get your drink on, get your comedy on, do something you're going to regret, make out with a stranger. But, you know, let's do it in a ordinary, in a fashion that's not going to get you arrested. Let's put it that way, as I worded that awkwardly. All right, I'm sure everyone's had enough of me. And but if you want to see me live, you can come to Helium tonight, where I'm on the open mic. And if you don't like my set, you can feel free to punch me in the face at the bar. That's my guarantee. If you don't laugh once, you can do that, guaranteed. All right, let's get back to the music. Anybody have any requests? No? Because the request line is open. Let's, well, it looks good. I don't know. Father Time? Nope. How about Lily Allen? Let's see if we can, let's get on that.
I'm a man on fire.